Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it is Thursday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about here today. Yes, we do. Last night was AEW Dynamite, the go-home Dynamite for Blood and Guts, which is next Wednesday, Greensboro, North Carolina, two Blood and Guts matches, and also there is a Falls Count Anywhere match added to the show at literally the last split second before Dynamite went off the air. So we'll tell you all about Dynamite last night, what's going on with that show. We've also got updates on the length, updates on some changes, and what's going on with this tournament to determine the advantage in both of those Blood and Guts matches. We also have a lot of news, update on Ridge Holland. He's now started a GoFundMe. We've had an update on WWE and UFC's parent company, TKO. They're making a lot of money, let me tell you. I think yesterday someone tried to claim that WWE was not hot. Well, hopefully they're listening today as we go over some of these numbers. We've also got the Mercedes Moné, her championship run. She's going to attempt to continue with another title that she's going to be attempting to win, which would be her 13th, I believe. We got a high school wrestling tournament renamed to honor Bray Wyatt. And, of course, the full Dynamite TV report. So a lot to get into here today. Filthy Tom Lawler is going to be joining us. And you can join us as well. Send us a text message, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com, F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo, at Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, everybody. Well, we'll talk to you next time. Wrestling. Oh, no. I guess we got to do a show, huh? What's up, Tom? How you doing?
Pretty good, all things considered.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? That's good to know. All right. Answered back and included it. Anyway.
Big news day, huh?
Hey, let's get in all this news here. Right?
Yeah.
Can we have more awkward show than this?
Can you get to the news?
Why does everything have to go down right before the show starts?
I don't have the news right in front of me.
What do I not? You're a newsman now. A newsman. You need to get an old hat. Look at your face, Tom. What was your favorite match last night?
I am old.
What was your favorite match last night?
I'm on death's door at this point.
Oh, my God. You're not on death's door, for the love of God.
My favorite match last night. Let me think.
Filthy Walter Cronkite, it says right here.
I mean, probably the main event.
Yeah?
Yeah. Even though I really enjoyed Claudio and Orange Cassidy as well. But the ending of the main event left me just so satisfied that I walked away from the show a big fan of the evening. Yeah.
You liked old Hook getting choked out again?
Oh, he didn't get choked out. He got...
Oh, he got racked out.
With the torture rack.
Yeah.
He wasn't threatened with passing out. His young, limber, supple back was put in danger, and he couldn't handle it. Doesn't this guy do bridges all the time? Wasn't that one of Taz's hallmarks? This guy can't handle a little bend in his back.
He got his back hurt earlier.
I don't even have a disc in my back.
You're in a mood today, brother.
I wouldn't have tapped that torture rack from Hobbs.
Wow. Wow. Well, we did have a bunch of Blood and Guts Advantage Battle Series matches. And yesterday, for reasons unknown, the lineup I got had two men's Blood and Guts Advantage Battle Series matches and two women's Blood and Guts Advantage Battle Series matches. But then, in the afternoon after we did the show, they announced that Queen Aminata was out. So she was removed. And then we only got one women's match, two men's matches. The men's matches obviously split. And so now what we have is collision where John Moxley faces Roderick Strong in a men's Blood and Guts Advantage Series match. And then...
Yes.
Hold on a second. Where is it? It got changed again. Where is it?
The woman's?
Well, yeah. My original... Okay, so then yesterday we had Megan Bain against Mina Shirakawa, who was replacing... Anyway.
Queen Aminata. Who was injured in last week's first round tag title tournament matchup.
So now it'll be Jamie Hayter and Sky Blue on Collision in the second bout. If Sky Blue wins, then they get the advantage. If Jamie Hayter wins, we will have a third match with Harley Kamener versus Tekla. Does everybody got it?
Can Sky Blue just win?
You know who didn't have it on the show last night was Excalibur, who during the show asked, what happens if the Death Riders win both of these matches? Apparently nobody smartened him up about Collision. But you know, it's really quite simple, this series here. So yeah, that's what's going on. There's a standby match of Harley Cameron and Tekla to determine the advantage. Because we don't know the advantage until the advantage matches are over.
I love a good swing bout.
Yeah.
I mean, what's better than perhaps going after the main event like your John Fitch and Paulo Thiago at UFC 100, having to go out there after GSP already fought, after Brock Lesnar already talked about Coors Light on the mic. Everybody's leaving the arena in Mandalay Bay. And then they're like, wait a minute, hold on. We got an extra fight coming up. And yeah, I was one of probably like 100 people that stayed to watch John Fitch lay on Paulo Thiago. So maybe they were the right ones to take off. But I still love a good swing bout.
Well, we'll have a swing bout. And then that leads to Blood and Guts next week, which they have now announced that, well, it will be a supersized edition of the show. Whatever that means. The TBS schedule has it set at 2 hours and 30 minutes. But you know how it is with Tony. That number means nothing to him.
For Collision?
No, this is for Dynamite. This is for Blood
next
and
week?
Guts. 2 hours and 30 minutes.
That's next week?
Yes. That's television.
Yeah. But
next Wednesday, Dynamite is Blood and Guts. So it'll be a super-sized edition of the show. And... we have three matches, the two Blood and Guts, and they also added, literally as the show was going off the air, Powerhouse Hobbs and Hangman Page, non-title Falls Count Anywhere match. So that is the lineup for Blood and Guts. You know who I don't see on the chat today is old Lenny, who yesterday was arguing that WWE was, and he said this in all caps, they're not hot, he said. And so that brings us to the TKO earnings today. They announced on Wednesday quarter three revenues of $1.12 billion and net income of $106.8 million. WWE revenue, this is WWE specifically, increased from $75.8 million in the quarter to $402 million. As a result of the second night of SummerSlam.
What?
And the creation
of... Did
you
say that again?
Yes. They went from $75.8 million to $402 million. Yeah. But they're not hot. The site fees and all. Increased ticket revenue, hospitality were up $31 million. Media rights, production, content up $21 million. In the first 9 months of the year, they're up $250 million year over year, just shy of $1.35 billion. Now, UFC, however, revenue was slightly down year over year. But WWE financial segments, media rights have increased $21 million. Hospitality and live events have up $31 million. Partnerships and marketing up $18 million. Consumer products licensing up $4.7 million. So, yeah, they're going crazy. Higher ticket prices.
Stock is down.
Yeah. probably because of UFC numbers. Increase in media rights, production, and content revenue is attributed to higher rights fees for PLEs due to two additional nights of programming. So, yeah, they're so hot right now, in fact, that all of these different places are bidding, and they're going to the city that bids the most for them to come in. They're being paid to come in and make money on pay-per-view. Increase in partnerships and marketing, primarily due to new partners. Increase in fees. $325 million per year they're receiving from ESPN for domestic PLE rights was confirmed. Raw has been in Netflix's global top 10 through the quarter. SmackDown's performance on USA led to primetime cable ratings 9 times top cable ratings. Of course, all of this, this was as a result of the last quarter. So things will be very different when it comes to ratings in the next quarter because of Big Data Plus Panel, which is killing professional wrestling.
Not only that, but I mean, some of these sports ball games are getting insane numbers. Like this past World Series, virtually, I'm sure every game did big ratings. And,
24 million viewers or something crazy like that for that Saturday game.
NFL is always a juggernaut this time of the year. I believe NBA is back on NBC. So, a lot going on.
They also got those site fees for Saudi Arabia. 3 Saudi Arabia shows coming up in 2026. So, they're doing all right. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189.
800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
God, we even talk about the new belt. What do you think about the new belt, Tom?
I figured you'd get to it in the recap.
Well, I will, but yesterday we didn't even do a quarter of the NXT report because there was just too much stuff that came up.
You know, I don't think very highly of another championship. I think there's too many titles already in AEW. There's already two concurrent title tournaments happening, one with the ROH Pure Women's title, this now with the AEW Women's Tag Title tournament going on, now this Continental title, and it's a rehash of an idea that we've already seen that was quickly discarded with the International title. Pac may have defended it a few times on indie shows. I don't remember. Maybe Orange Cassidy did as well. But that idea seemed like it was thrown away quite quickly. And I just can't imagine like this being a major title, having a major act showing up, you know, in Jeffersonville, Indiana, defending the title.
You don't think Bobby Lashley is going to do some random indie show in front of 200 people to defend this title?
No, I don't see it happening, but I really don't think they need another title. I think it's already too convoluted. We're going to have the Continental Classic coming up, which people are already confused about what's happening with the titles
Dude,
that are involved in that.
I don't even know what you belts know. Make up the unified title. We got the Continental title, right?
Yeah.
The International title. What's the other one? Aren't there three?
No, I think it's only two.
It's only two? Okay. So why did we... Here's my question.
Because I think there was a Continental title and don't you get a belt for winning the Classic?
No one knows! The Continental belt! The Continental belt is up for grabs in the Continental Classic. Where did the International belt come from? That was the Mid-Atlantic one title?
That was the one that was supposed to be this one. Right?
What did they originally call the All-Atlantic title?
And All-Atlantic.
Then they changed it to what? International?
I believe so.
Oh, so they had an International title. They merged it with the Continental title to then bring back another title, the National title, which, by the way, will be defended internationally, they say. So shouldn't that be the International title? Here's the thing. When this was announced yesterday, was there anybody that was like, thank God we're getting a new title? Was there one person anywhere, even hardcore AEW fans, did anyone go, thank God we got a new belt?
Probably some of the lower-tiered roster members.
Well, was there any fan who was clamoring for a brand new belt? The answer is no.
Yes, some of the lower-tiered roster members.
Now, what I saw yesterday, and this is from AEW fans, so don't get mad at me. This is from AEW fans. I saw two reactions to this title yesterday, okay? The first one was people said, when I saw this, I thought it was a meme. I thought it was a joke. They actually thought that it was like some silly thing, that there really wasn't going to be another title. And then, like, the real hardcores, the best I saw from the real hardcores was people that went, I mean, it doesn't bother me. That's your reaction to the new, it doesn't bother you? That means you don't care. That means we're adding a new title that you don't care about. We don't need another title that you don't care about.
Hey, got an answer for you. The unified title is its own. It has its own belt.
Okay.
But it's to represent the unification of the Continental and the International
title. So it is three belts, but two titles.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. So now we've got a national title.
It's two titles that is now one title and three belts.
Guys, you know, the thing here, it's not even an issue. It's just like more power to the guy. Tony is a fan, a big fan of wrestling, and he likes certain things, and he's just going to do it. And it doesn't matter if it makes sense or if you like it or don't like it. This guy likes belts. And he's going to keep making belts. And he's going to keep giving people belts. And if you don't like it, it's not going to change. That is the conclusion that I have come to here. And that's with everything he does, by the way. He likes shows that go really long. He likes watching lots of matches. He loves bangers, and he's just going to keep booking it because it's his money, and that's what he's going to do. So more power to the guy. You know, it's his money. But I do think that there are probably more effective ways to, you know, draw interest in feuds and, you know, the whole shebang. But
whatever. As someone whose favorite movie of all time is Ben-Hur, I, too, enjoy long shows, but
is your favorite movie actually Ben-Hur?
I love that movie. Yeah.
Why is that?
I just think it's fantastic.
What can you tell me? What can you tell me about Ben-Hur?
Have you never seen the chariot race in which multiple people actually died in real life?
That's terrible.
As they reenacted it. Yeah, that's awful. But it's right there on film for you to check out. A great encapsulation of a time in history.
Interesting. All right. Well, on to some other news here. If you're a fan of belts, I've got more great news for you. Mercedes Moné is attempting to win another title, a Malaysian Indy title. But she is not going to Malaysia. Instead, Phoenix Diana, will be going to Super Clash, House of Glory in Long Island, on November 15th, and she will be defending the Malaysian APOC Women's Championship against Mercedes Moné. And this will be Moné's attempt to win her 13th belt. She currently has the AWTBS title, the Owen Hart Cup title, which is not really a title, the interim Ring of Honor Women's Television Championship, which, by the way, she should soon be facing Red Velvet for the actual Ring of Honor Women's TV Championship. So maybe she can add that belt to the interim Ring of Honor Women's Television Championship. We got the CMLL Women's Championship, the RevPro Undisputed British Women's Championship, the Queen of Southside Championship, which has been unified with the RevPro title, so it's not actually a championship, but she has the belt. The EWA Women's Championship, the Bestia Wrestling Women's Championship, the Primetime Wrestling Women's Championship. Primetime Wrestling. The Discovery Wrestling Women's Championship. The Body Slam Women's Championship, and the Winnipeg Pro Women's Championship. She will also challenge Chris Statlander for the AW Women's World Championship at Full Gear.
She will not, however, challenge for the AEW Women's Tag Team Championship.
That is true.
Her partner Athena are out of the tournament already.
Yes.
In a huge upset. And Brian, before we get too far past it, I'd just like to point out that my favorite Ben-Hur version is the 1959 Charlton Heston version, not the remake that came out in 2012.
What about the silent movie version?
No.
Okay, because this person says that someone died in the silent movie version, so he thinks you've been worked by the 1959 version.
I mean, you know, hey. Don't let the truth get in the way of a good story, right?
Well, yeah, sure, exactly.
Tell that person there to keep their mouth shut.
Wow. Don't mess with Tom today, brother. Shy lurker.
Stay in the shadows, shy. Keep lurking. Don't step out in front of me.
High school wrestling tournament in Florida is being renamed to honor the late Bray Wyatt. The Hernando Wrestling Club announced its December 5th and 6th tournament will now be known as the Wyndham Rotunda Memorial Invitational. And there's an annual scholarship being established in Bray Wyatt's name. So that is, in fact, very nice.
That's awesome. They are doing that.
All right. Well, before we get to the next segment, let's see what we've got in the mailbag here. This person says we should get you one of those old-time microphone gimmicks since you're a newsman now. What do you think? No? Okay. Let's see. That didn't help. Okay.
Scintillating.
This person says, I'm an AEW diehard, a sicko, and nothing has convinced me more that Tony needs to be replaced as Booker than last night's Dynamite. Complicated blood and guts advantage matches and technically a fifth mid-card championship. What is going on? Well, he's doing what he wants to do. I don't think he needs to be replaced. You're just going to get, hey, listen, if you're an AEW sicko, the place is run by an AEW sicko. So he's booking for himself and conceivably you as well.
The blood and guts matches themselves, I don't think, are the big issue. I think it's more the nomenclature and the actual name when you say it out loud. Can you say it, Brian? What are these?
These are Blood and Guts Advantage Battle Series matches.
That's the issue. This is not rings in 1997 with Dick Vree and Vokan lighting it up with Tamura. You know what I mean? This is a different audience. We're dealing with people who can't even say that out loud more than one time in a row.
My issue was more that they had two men's on one show and only one women, and then a women on another show, and then a standby, I don't know. Back in a moment with the report, Observer Live.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
This is Ben-Hur thing is dominating the chat here.
It's a great movie.
Bert says,
fantastic
I've actually,
film.
Derpy Dodo says, I've actually looked into deaths on movie sets, and Ben-Hur does have a death that happened on set. But it's a 1925 one. And then Guanzen says here, in the 1925 film Ben-Hur, there was no reported death of anyone. While there are rumors about stuntmen and horses being harmed, these claims have been debunked. The only injury noted was the stuntman Joe Canutt, who suffered a minor injury during the chariot race. The film's production was known for its high-risk stunts, but no fatalities were confirmed, Tom. Sounds to me like Faces of Death, where that entire movie, not the entire movie, but most of it was a work. You aware of that? Did I just ruin another childhood favorite of yours? Are you frozen, or did we lose Tom? What is happening here? In 1928, it says. Oh, he disconnected. All right, we'll try and get him back. Oh, his Wi-Fi went down. Oh, my God. Well, we'll try to get him back. I'm telling him to try to reconnect. All right, well, I'm going to start this dynamite report. And when we get back, or when Tom gets back, we'll get his thoughts on everything. All right, dynamite. Where are we here? I got thrown off by Tom disappearing into the ether in that face. Can you put Tom's face back on real quick? Thank you. Every time something weird happens on Dynamite Suncast, I want you to put that picture back up. All right. So the show opened up with Tony Schiavone in the ring, which is a very, very stupid idea on his part. He's announcing another new belt, and out comes Samoa Joe and the Ops. And, of course, they're going to kill Tony Schiavone. Tony tries to plead innocent, but Joe tells him to shut up. And out comes Hangman. Hits the ring. Security holds him back. Joe and the Ops end up bailing. And Joe says, you know what? Couldn't have worked out better. We're going to take care of both of you all at once. And so they hit the ring, but Eddie and Hook make the save. And they note that that six-man is the main event for the show tonight. At that point, Hook challenges Joe to put the trio's titles on the line in the main event. And Joe then flips out and accepts the challenge. So we had the first of the Blood and Guts Advantage Series battle matches. Orange Cassidy and Claudio, best of three match. So good match. Might have been the best match on the show. But they did all sorts of crazy stuff. Orange is a great opponent for Claudio because Claudio is already so strong and he's just doing all of these crazy power moves with this guy. And so finally, Orange makes the big comeback. Claudio tries the uppercut. Orange hits a punch out of midair, tries it again. Claudio hits the pop-up uppercut and gets the pin. Very good match. So, at that point, Claudio's team had the advantage in the Advantage Series, but they were one in maybe two more Advantage matches, and then we would know who the advantage was in the actual match. Renee interviewed Mark Briscoe and Kyle Fletcher, and long story short, Mark Briscoe wants another match. Kyle's open to it, but Don says, hold on, you got to put something on the line here. And Briscoe actually offered his career, but Don Callis said, I don't want you to retire. I like you as a wrestler. So, therefore, what I want is, when you lose at Full Gear, you must leave the conglomeration and join the Don Callis family. And so Mark says, shut up. Damn it, I'm not losing. You've made a deal with the devil, and you got it. So, in fact, you back there? Yeah, your internet is all weird, but we'll do our best. So, anyway, yes, we're going to be doing another Mark Briscoe-Kyle Fletcher match for the TNT title. I feel like they've passed the peak on this one. I mean, I feel like I've been watching these guys go back and forth, and Mark loses the big one like 75,000 times. But I guess we'll see how this one goes. I'm sure it'll get a big pop. What do you think?
I was trying to wait until my connection caught up. Am I good to go now?
You're good to go.
Or do I sound like a robot?
You're a little robotic, but that's
fine. Do I sound like a robot?
What do you think of this Briscoe match? You want to see it again? We got a gigantic
delay. Honestly, what I would like to see more is him join the Don Callis family to see what happens.
Well, they could
and
certainly
I think that's
one.
What we're going to get.
We had Renee with the Young Bucks, Don Callis, and Josh Alexander. And she asked the Bucks if they join the Don Callis family. And Don says, don't put them on the spot here. The whole Don Callis family comes in. They're all congratulating the Bucks and everything. And then Matt says, we need a little more time. And Don said, let's give them their space. Come on. And then Okada told them, don't take too much time. So then we had Mercedes and Athena versus Harley and Willow. First round of the women's tag title tournament. And the funny thing about this match is, you know, you used to see the match where you get heat on one person, then the other person makes hot tag, and you go to your whatever. Then they got the matches where, well, we'll get heat on the one person, the other person makes hot tag, get heat on them, the other person gets hot tag, then we do our near falls. Well, this one, they got the heat on Harley. Willow gets a hot tag. Harley tags back in. They got the heat on Harley again. Willow made a second hot tag. I was like, what is happening here? And then finally, Billy Starks runs down, gets the belt for Athena. Statlander runs down to make the save. Willow ends up hitting the doctor bomb. Harley hits her finishing maneuver, and she gets the pin over Athena. And so Mercedes and Athena are out, and Harley and Willow have moved on in the women's tag title tournament. Big upset here. I was quite surprised.
Yeah, she used Luther Reigns' old finisher here to get the win. I came out of this under the impression that Willow and Harley are winning the whole thing.
You think they're winning the whole thing?
I think Harley's losing to Tekla on Saturday. I think then Willow and Harley will defeat the Sisters of Sin and then move on and win the title. That's what I think.
All right. Tom is predicting Harley and Willow. This is not impossible, by the way. It's not impossible. Then we had Tony Schiavone trying his announcement again. This was a segment I thought did not need to be on this show. Tony is talking about the national championship, and the winner will get it'll go to the winner of the Casino Gauntlet of the pay-per-view. He calls out two men who are in the Casino Gauntlet, and like he calls out Bobby Lashley and Shelton, and it's whatever, but the idea of this belt, they claim, is that this person is going to go all over the world. They're going to defend it on indies, and they're going to defend it Ring of Honor and CMLL. And I'm like, Bobby Lashley ain't going and working indies. Shelton isn't, like, neither of these guys have any chance of winning. Then Ricochet and the Gates of Agony, who, like, how many times do I have to see this match? Like, here's another thing with Tony. It's like, he'll do one thing for years and years and years, and then he has to go, like, complete 180. So, like, for years, you would never see rematches in AEW. They were extremely rare. You know, you'd put this big match together, and then you wouldn't see these guys in the ring together again for, like, 4 years or whatever. Now, it's like, let's go the opposite way. Let's have Shelton and Lashley feud with nobody except Ricochet and the Gates of Agony. At this point, I'm like, oh, my God. And they go back and forth, and MVP walks all over the other guy like he always does on promos. And Ricochet vows to leave as a national champion. I'm like, this did not sell me on this belt.
Ricochet may leave as the national champion.
He could.
I mean, I would think he's probably as good of a choice as any. He could be out there. He could be on indie shows. He could be on House of Glory.
Sure.
He could be on some of these other shows, just annoying the ever-loving piss out of everybody in the crowd.
He was very annoying on this show.
I would love to see it the more I think about it.
Aha! So then we had Daniel Garcia, Darby Allin, best of three, Blood and Guts, Advantage Battle Series match. And Darby won with the deathlock, I'm sorry.
Yes, he actually countered the sharpshooter into the Scorpion Deathlock.
Did Excalibur really say that whichever leg you step in determines whether it's a sharpshooter or a deathlock?
There is supposed to be something behind that. It's kind of, I think it's more like Vanilla Ice's
ridiculous
thing where he's like, it goes dun 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 dun. But mine goes dun 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 dun.
What in God's name are you talking about?
People out there know.
Thank you. Okay.
You don't have to be one of them, but that is more an indictment of yourself.
No, I don't think
so. Not you.
I would if I have to know that to be cool, I'm fine being not cool. Fine.
The YouTube chat's lighting up with Ice Ice Baby right now.
Well, I got a lot of those here as well. Classic Vanilla Ice quote. Now,
see,
after this match, the advantage was tied in the advantage series with one more advantage match before we would know who had the advantage in the actual match. So then Pac hit the ring, went after Darby. Orange ran down to make the save. Wheeler flew in. Double-teamed Orange. Roderick and Kyle came down. Moxley killed Kyle. Death Riders killed Orange and Darby. Moxley threw Kyle in the ring. Roddy made the save. Roddy faces Mox Saturday. I bring this up in that way because they did the exact same angle with the women about half hour later. Exactly. The best thing on the show was the FTR promo. They call out Brodito, but they're
It was good. But
they're locked in a room backstage. And, you know, they're locked in a room from the outside. And the door has no lock on it. But anyway, they can't get out for some reason. Stokely's standing there. So FTR calls out Brodito, but they're locked. So then they see Brodito's grandma, Granny Bandito, Grandito, and Gravity. And Dax tells everyone to cheer Grandma, and he tries to ask her a question, but we'll let her talk over and over.
How can you see Gravity?
You can
this
feel
is not,
it.
This is, yeah.
So he demands a kiss. She gives him the most polite slap you've ever seen. Gravity jumps the rail, and all of a sudden backstage, freaking Brody punches a hole through the door, throttles Stokely. The best Dynamite moment of the year. They run down to the ring. The heels go packing. Loved it. You hear me? Loved it.
The only thing that would have been better is if he punched through the door and then put two hands, or even one would have worked, around Stokely's neck and shook him like Andre the Giant.
He should have.
Did to who was that? Was it Mean Gene or Bob Uecker?
It was Mean Gene. It might have been Bob Uecker. It might have been both of them. I'm sure he choked both of them at some point. Megan Bain and Mina Shirakawa, best of three, blood and guts, advantage battle series match. Tony Storm on commentary. Ends up with Marina attacking Tony. Mina is distracted, gets powerbombed and pinned. And then, yes, Marina goes after Tony. Tony makes a save. Triangle of Madness hits the ring. Jamie, Willow, and Harley run down. Wild brawl. Mercedes runs down. Changes her mind. Statlander runs down, beats up Mercedes, and the babyfaces end the heels packing. And then the main event was the Ops versus Hook, Eddie, and Hangman Page for the trio's titles. I never mentioned how much I hate Dom. So anyway, we'll talk about the finish of the main event after the break of Observer Life.
We'll collaborate and listen. I sit back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly. Will it ever stop? Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Dance!
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So the main event, Ops versus Hook, Eddie Kingston and Hangman Page. As Tom celebrated earlier, Hook submitted to a rack.
What is this song?
That's Semper Vivi. He picks all the music. I think it's like Mid-Atlantic or something.
It's
one of the old wrestling shows.
1987 WWF Challenge.
Oh, WWF Challenge. Wow. I thought it was Ben-Hur.
Maybe next time.
So anyway, there's obviously some storyline going here with Hook where he taps easily. It's been 2 weeks now. And Tony never beats people 2 weeks in a row.
Maybe he's going to join the Death Riders.
It's possible. I was 100% sure that he was getting the pin in this match. And then when he submitted again, that's when it was like, huh, I got it. They're doing something. But I can't for the life of me figure out what it is. So I guess we'll find out. Maybe a heel turn, join the Death Riders. Maybe he'll win that title and they can send him all over the place. That'd be good for him, actually. If he won that national title and just went to a bunch of indies and all sorts of places getting experience, that'd be good. I guess we'll see. So there you go.
Trying to get a shot at him.
Is he going to be on that show we're going to be on November 22nd? Why don't you give it a plug?
Relentless Pro Wrestling at the Northern
Quest. Is it at that
Quest
casino again?
Casino. Yeah.
I like that
the
place.
The Northern Quest Casino in Spokane, Washington. A lot of big-time names on the show. TJP versus Nick Nemeth is taking place.
Really?
On that show, yeah.
Wow.
Amongst many others.
So. How about that?
You could be there, too.
You can be there.
If you're in the Spokane area, or if you're from anywhere on this planet.
Yeah. We'll give a big plug next week. Tom and I are both going to be there, but we have no idea what we're doing. We'll see how Tom's feeling.
It's par for the course, isn't it?
You know what? It really is. It wouldn't
we'll
be this
be there.
Show if we knew what we were doing.
We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what we're doing, but we'll show up.
Yep, and you should be there too, everybody. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.